This is the Wonder Life Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Ritter. Each week, I interview game changers, thought leaders, and functional health and wellness experts to inspire us to light up our lives so we can go out and light up this world. You may follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wonder Health, and that is Wonder with a U. Hello, everyone. This is Andrea Ritter with the Wonder Health Podcast. And today I have two awesome entrepreneurs who are kicking ass with their really innovative wellness company, Sondra Grace. It's a CBD online boutique and a wellness resource.
Yes.
For exactly. Folks. So welcome, Kathleen and Elaine.
Thank you so much for having us.
You guys are real innovative these days with this new company that you've created. What is CBD for people who don't know?
Well, CBD, at least where we source, will be sourced from a hemp plant. And it's a compound that will help with stress, anxiety, any type of pain, immune function. I mean, it literally sounds like snake oil. People say it's too good to be true. It works with pets. I mean, it is pretty incredible. It's an incredible compound.
That's awesome. How did you start using it, or even like, how did you guys get into this business?
You know, there's always a long story behind a small business, right? So we'll try to give you this short version. But Elaine is a certified nutritionist, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in marketing, and she and I had worked together because she was kind of helping me with some nutrition things. And we just got to talking, and she introduced me to CBD. I had no idea what it was, to be honest with you. And
if she, not too personal, why did she introduce it to you? Were you having like specific stuff?
Absolutely. I was a chronic insomnia.
Oh yeah. That's tricky.
Yeah. And you know, I'm in midlife and all those things start to happen. Your body starts changing. And I, you know, I was up for 3 to 4 hours in the middle of the night.
Oh my God.
And so, she introduced me to CBD, and I had heard of it sort of. I mean, it was somewhere in the back of my mind.
Did you think it was weed? Like, did you think like CBD, like, did you have that?
No, I didn't really think it was weed.
Weed.
You know, I knew it was like
coming from you.
No, I was just thinking, you know, and if she had weed that would have helped me, I would have taken that too. But
this, yeah, anything to help you sleep, right?
Yeah, totally. But she was actually selling it out of her kitchen, somebody else's product. And,
that is
now
awesome.
I've got like the FDA.
Right.
She wasn't making it in her kitchen, no, just selling.
It was prepackaged.
Yeah. And so we just, it kind of just, you know, snowballed after that. We didn't really like the taste of the kind that she had. And, you know, I always love a new project, and my background is in marketing, and she doesn't have any background in marketing, but has, you know, she is a deep believer in nutritional supplements. And yeah, so that kind of is where it started.
That's so awesome.
And it just evolved and snowballed.
So you really felt a big difference. Did it help you with your sleep?
Oh, definitely. But it is tricky to figure out your dose. I think that's one of the hard parts about the supplement, is that because it's a natural supplement and it's a plant based supplement, that our bodies receive it differently.
Yeah.
And we could get a little more into that talking about the endocannabinoid system, but you definitely have to experiment a little with what is the perfect dose for you.
Yeah.
And start small and work your way up. Until you find relief.
And I think a lot of people, I mean, I feel like we keep talking, or I keep talking to people about like, listen to your body to find out what you need. And with CBD, like, you cannot overdose on CBD.
No,
so
no.
Like, you try a little bit and then kind of see how it works with your system.
Absolutely. And the nice part is, like you said, you really can't overdose. I haven't heard of many contraindications if you're on other supplements or prescriptions, but I will say, I think the one side effect we hear sometimes is people feel a little tired if they've taken too much.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than that, and there's theories behind that, we can get into at a later date of to why you would feel tired, which isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes your body just needs a reset, and that's what sleep will do for you. So yeah, but it is so individual, because I seriously take about 75 milligrams a day. Other people are great on 10.
Yeah. It just depends.
Yeah.
And I take it, I also up when I'm premenstrual, I will up my dose by about 70 milligrams a day.
I wish I would have realized what was going on with me the other day. I literally stood in this friggin' room over there. My kids are in the car and I screamed. Like, I needed to scream so loud because they were driving me insane. And had I realized, after I screamed, I was like, I hope I get my period because I have lost my damn mind, but I should have been taking the CBD. Yeah. And so like, I'll go through periods where I take it a lot and then I kind of forget because I feel fine. Right. And then all of a sudden I find myself in the laundry room screaming, thank God at the wall, not my kids. But like, it really, so what are the other things that it helps with? Like, what are you seeing with the people that are calling you?
We have had amazing testimonials. Kathy and I were just talking about them. I mean, they range from sleep. Mainly the ones that we get though that are pretty profound would be anxiety.
Yeah.
So we've had awesome ones from people like this one woman said she really literally had to leave work every day for panic attacks. Mm. And just after, this is the cool thing about CBD, it works so quickly.
Yes.
So I think all of us have experienced within a day or two, you figure out like where you're feeling really good, which is really different than I work in the supplement world and it takes a while sometimes, or you have to get blood work done to see if it's actually working. So it's so fantastic that you can feel it. But so we've had like a lot of panic attacks being addressed, sleep. What else am I thinking of here? IBS. That was a random IBS. One.
Oh, yes.
You have like the direct quote. And it's pretty funny.
I think there's a direct quote. I guess I can share it, but
you're not giving the person
there's a gentleman that is taking our organic 50 milligram capsules, and he said, I am grateful for my faith, my family, and your Sondra Grace capsules, your CBD capsules, because it has totally changed his life, I guess.
So, I mean, I know you beautiful people are not doctors, but you're married to one, so maybe you'll get some through osmosis. But like as far as IBS goes, like how could that shift? Do you have any idea like what happens?
The system? IBS is an extremely inflammatory autoimmune disease. So if I were to make a guess as to why this man is having relief, I believe it's obviously because it's knocking down the inflammation in his system.
Yeah.
And it really takes the burden off your digestive tract when you're not completely inflamed.
Yeah.
And then also, I've also been reading recently about how CBD will also help address some of the histamines. So if you're having a reaction and, you know, IBS gets flared up with foods a lot and food sensitivities. So this is all me pretending to be a doctor right now. I have no idea, but
that makes sense with the inflammation. Yeah, totally. So does CBD, when I talk to people about it, it's like, I think, does it address inflammation like first and foremost, which is why everything else gets regulated, or do we have to dig into actually what the endocannabinoid system is and like it's regulating that?
I think it's a twofold. I mean, it gets so complicated. I think baseline, it will address inflammation, which, you know, it's a positive snowball effect, right? So NF-kappa B is like our main inflammation switch. If you think of it like a breaker switch, and CBD really helps to kind of, if you were to like say, I want to shut off all the inflammatory lights, so to say, you would want to like start to knock down the NF-kappa B cascade. Well, CBD is kind of like, that's going to help take that breaker switch and switch it off for you a little bit.
Yeah.
But it also helps with neurotransmitters. So again, when you're actually getting more serotonin production, more dopamine, more norepinephrine, your other systems start to work better because the brain and gut are connected. So it's really hard to get into in a few minutes, but it's pretty fascinating trickle down effect that CBD has on the body.
Like it can regulate your entire system.
That's what it does. That's the goal, is to get us to homeostasis, which is just a fancy word for balance. So
that is pretty fascinating.
None of us are balanced.
Yeah. And you know, I was talking to Darren about this particular customer that we have, the IBS customer. And he was saying that Darren is my doctor husband for all you listening. And he was saying that it's so interesting. You know, he went right for the anti-inflammatory effect, but also he said, you know, when you have bowel issues, it's so, your anxiety is so intense.
Yeah.
And that, perpetuates the bowel situation. And he said, you know, the anti-inflammatory effect and then the relief from, you know, of the anxiety about the bowel.
That mind body connection.
Everything is just intertwined. And so that's why this guy has, you know, gotten a life-changing effect, I think.
So to speak about Darren, since he's not here, you know, he is a traditional, he's an allopathic doctor, and you have this CBD company.
He's actually an
osteopath. Oh, he is an osteopath.
Posing as an allopath.
Shut up. Oh, the secret's out.
So he went to an osteopathic medical school and did the internship, but then he had an allopathic residency.
So for people who don't know what an osteopath is, what does that mean?
You know, honestly, these days, osteopathic education is treated very allopathically in some ways, but they do get that extra year of looking at the body as a whole and having that OMM training, which is osteopathic manipulative medicine, is basically what that stands for.
So it's kind of a more integrative approach.
Definitely. And it's looking that, you know, looking at, instead of the individual systems, it's looking at the body as a whole.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And treating the body that way instead of, oh, I have a pain in my side, you know, it might be a liver or a appendix. They kind of look at everything. Yeah.
Well, then that takes away the question, because I was going to ask, since he is actually not a more traditional doctor, just you having this company and this is a supplement that's really, I mean, it's a lot of people are on it, but it's still a touch controversial. Like even trying to sell it in Indiana has been like the biggest pain in my butt. I'm like, this is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is it's a supplement. It's not a drug. It's not marijuana.
I know.
But you know, just from other, have you guys found like with maybe any other doctors, your dad's a doctor, like, you know, people who are maybe more traditional, like, are they adopting this for their patients?
So I have a crazy story. I remember, so we have an affiliate out of, oh gosh, Wisconsin. And she called me almost in tears because one of her customers went to their allopathic, you know, primary care physician and said, I feel great. Like I don't need to be on X, Y, and Z meds. I kind of stopped them on my own and I'm not promoting doing that. I'm just saying this is what this gentleman did.
Yeah.
And he was taking our CBD and brought it to the doctor. I was like, this is what I'm doing and it's working. And he was so excited. And the next day the sheriff knocked on this man's door. He had been reported for having like quote unquote an illegal substance.
Oh.
It was absurd.
It's,
so of course
really
I,
annoying.
You know, that's scary. And, and they had no grounds to stand.
No,
clearly.
No.
It was a scare tactic. So I've seen that, but I was just at a medical conference and I was shocked at how many companies are now promoting CBD.
Yeah.
And it's been a topic in both the A4M and IFM, which are both like integrative functional medicine board certifications for allopathic doctors.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think
the
tide is changing and people are starting to understand that this, it's here for a reason because it works.
Yeah.
And it's interesting you asked that about Darren, because last year when we started this, he was like, well, I asked him about maybe consulting for us here and there. And he's like, well, I don't think I could put my name on it. You know, it's CBD. And, you know, and then as the New York Times starts writing about it and he hears it on NPR,
he's like, great. And
he's like, fine. Guess who's our, you know,
Dr. Dan. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Actually, he would be a great face for like that male audience because he's active and cute.
He loves his supplements.
Like, stay tuned for Dr. Chen's new line of products.
Totally. I know. He's like, now you're competition. Oh, thank you. So what have you found like for yourself? Do you have rheumatoid arthritis like back in the day?
Yeah.
You were able to get rid of, but do you ever have flare-ups that you use CBD for?
Every now and then, but for me, it's that I know I buzz at a really high frequency all day long, every day. And yeah, part of that's just part of me and how I like to run, but I really like it's taken that down to a manageable level where I'm like, okay, everything's not like a do or die at all.
Yeah. You're not at like a high alert, red alert.
Just normally me like, oh my God, I got to do it all right now.
Yeah.
So it's been good. And, I think it helps though with the inflammation that I don't have flare ups.
Yeah.
So I think it is helping. But I mean, I don't know. I've been in remission for so long. It's something that I don't even focus on as much anymore. But again, that's due to all the other things that I do to keep the inflammation down. So
what would be like if someone wanted to try CBD for the first time for a myriad of reasons, whether they're having sleep issues, anxiety, you know, God only knows what, because I think it works great for so many things. Like, I mean, I like before I do like a heavy workout, which Lord knows I've not done that in a while, but, like I will take CBD before I do it so that it helps mitigate that, the inflammatory response after. I mean, you can use it for so many things, but like, what would be like a good way for people to start, you know, trying it?
I mean, I really think starting with a low dose, it really depends on, you know, how hard you need to hit something. If you, like a lot of the people that call us already have so many issues and they're in pain and they just want something to work fast. And obviously it's dose dependent and person dependent, but if you're just trying to dabble in it and see what it'll do for you, I just think starting with a low dose of something like a tincture or even like a low dose capsule and just trying to figure out like, where do you feel really good?
Yeah. Like a 15 milligram.
Yeah. Or even like, the nice thing with tinctures is you can literally start with 2 milligrams because it is that nervous factor of, am I going to get high? Is it going to make me feel weird?
Yeah.
And you know, it's easy for us to say you'll be fine, but I totally appreciate that. It is kind of scary if you're new to this world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the tinctures are great because you can literally take like one drop if you wanted to and increase that to 3 drops.
Yeah.
And unlike me, I'm like, oh my God, panic, whole bottle. Or biting open the capsules.
You're of a different breed. You are, do not watch what Elaine does.
I know, don't listen to me.
Do not listen to her.
Do the opposite.
If you looked in her handbag right now, you'd be astonished at the amount of supplements that she uses to live.
It's so bad, I know.
So my brother has high blood pressure.
Right.
And I want him to try CBD.
Okay.
And he just found out like probably in the last 6 months. And he's a little concerned to try it because of his job, because he says, well, you know, if I get randomly drug tested, is this going to show up in my blood?
Well, you have to be careful of what CBD you buy, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because, and most reputable companies will have like a third party lab test that will show that the batch that you're buying is zero THC. And so but you kind of need to have confidence that, you know, it is now like, you know, the CBD rush is like the gold rush or whatever in Colorado.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you have to be careful about where you buy it, I think.
And it's super important that it's organic, P.S.
Definitely.
Because that plant, from what I've heard, like absorbs so much shit, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like literal shit.
Yeah. Like so many toxins that if you take that, you know, like it's kind of like juicing, you know, regular produce. I'm like, why am I going to drink your pesticide?
Yeah.
Toxins attach to fat cells. So if you think about a fat soluble substance, CBD needs a fat so you can actually have it bioavailable.
Yeah.
And then the toxins attach to it.
Yeah.
And then they attach to your adipose tissue. That's bad news.
Yeah. What, and your who tissue?
Sorry. Basically the fat.
You're fat on your leg.
Your love handle.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the stuff we love.
Yeah.
Is where it goes.
So sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's okay.
So you were saying,
I was saying,
you have to be careful.
Be careful where you buy it.
Yeah.
You know, we have like, and there are a lot of good companies too. I'm not saying every company is a bad company. There's a lot of people that really care about what they're selling. And so you just have to be sure that the testing is done and that what you're buying, you know, full spectrum, zero THC is what you're buying. And if it's zero THC, I've never heard of a problem, somebody getting drug tested and they've been on CBD and they've gotten flagged.
Well, that is good to know. Yeah. 'Cause I do think I've gotten that a few times and I really want him to try it. 'Cause I've heard that people take this and it can bring the blood pressure down like quick, you know, and maybe he doesn't have to be on whatever medication he's on because obviously there's probably some other imbalances there causing that. But yeah, I mean, I think it's like this amazing supplement that really can change the quality of people's lives.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I agree. Or enhance somebody's life. You know, it's like there's, you know, I think there's a lot of, you know, people juggling a lot of things and, you know, anxiety and stress and, you know, leads to not sleeping well and pain and inflammation. And I think that it's a supplement you just need to have in your routine.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I love it, because it can address little things to enhance your life or it can change your life.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
So you are launching, I don't know if you've already launched it, but you guys are launching you have a skin cream or a pain cream.
So, well, we have that already.
You already have the pain cream.
And that is like flies off the shelf.
So topically, what does CBD do if I rub it on my skin?
Do you want me to address it?
Yeah, sure.
Go for just, it. You know, you can build up some levels of CBD for pain relief internally with topical, but not a lot. So it's more acute. I think it's super helpful to take both. I always actually tell people that because you want the internal anti-inflammatory effect, because that's going to hit your pain receptors in your brain to say, we're good. It doesn't hurt as much as it probably really does.
Pain perception.
And then the pain cream actually is like, it's just so nice to have like an acute
relief.
Works in a second.
It works really quick.
Yeah.
And our cream has a great combination of different botanicals that also target inflammation.
Oh, awesome.
And then the CBD, you know, I guess gives it some staying power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And then, so that's one aspect. So you have CBD that you can put in your mouth. If you don't like the taste, you know, you could take a capsule, which is awesome. Yeah. Yes. And it has the same effect. And is your CBD full spectrum? So it's the...
It is. Yes.
Which is
all
great.
All of our ingestibles are full spectrum.
And what does that mean? Just for those who might not know.
Everything you take orally.
Okay.
Yeah. And put in your body basically is full spectrum. And it, you know, right now the hemp industry is young. So the people that we source from have organic practices.
Mm-hmm.
They're not yet certified organic because I think it's a 7-year process.
Well, it's so expensive for people even to certify food as organic. It's crazy. So, but if you know your source, it's great. Yeah.
And
some of them will say certified organic hemp, but it's the entire process has to be looked at.
Yeah.
So it's just tricky. But we try to make sure all of the ingestible products are full spectrum, because then you're getting all the other flavonoids and antioxidants, which just pack a better punch all together for a better effect.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then as far as CBD on your skin, that's like a thing that's really, it's starting to get tapped into, but what are the benefits of CBD if you put it on your face? Do you look younger and more fabulous? It regenerates your cells.
I mean, well, that's what we're going for. No, but I'm
clearly an expert.
It's really interesting though, because the texture changes. Like there's just certain things you can actually tactilely feel by adding it. But if you just think of it from an antioxidant standpoint, it's going to help with the free radicals and all, like if you look at how we target all these quote unquote anti-aging serums, they're all about stopping free radical damage.
Yeah.
So that CBD has those properties. And again, it helps with cell turnover and inflammation. So,
yeah.
You know, if you've had a rough night,
put that on, you're going to look like
and we do have,
like a baby.
We do have a fun collaborative project about to hatch with a local.
Yay, hatch it
some
up.
Local ladies that are botanical experts.
Oh, so that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to put out a face serum with them.
That'll be so great.
Yes. And it's, I've, you know, we've had a little taste of it, or not literally taste.
Hopefully not.
But
although a tester. Clean.
I know you could eat it. Yeah.
Not that we'd want to.
But it is amazing. And it's also charged with emeralds.
Which is amazing. I can't remember what the emeralds do. I should know that. But something fabulous.
It changes the frequency. And that was another thing. Remember, did you feel the difference?
Uh-huh.
But you could like literally feel the difference mm-hmm. between the two oils. Like the one that was charged was super silky and smooth. And the other one just felt different.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I'm not... You know, this is new to me.
Yeah, we have to read up on the crystal charging.
Yes. Yeah, well, the crystal charging, it is amazing because it does change the frequency and the molecules of all the oil. So it's just like a higher vibratory experience for your skin.
Yes.
Makes you look more beautiful and fabulous.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, thank you so much. I just love
thank you so much for having us.
The world of CBD. I feel like it really changed my life. Like, I mean, I don't need to be on an antidepressant and not no diss to anyone else who does.
Yeah.
But like for me to be able to take something, not an antidepressant, maybe like just an all around mood stabilizer.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
I mean, just to like put it out there, you know, 43, slightly crazy.
We're going to calm the crazy.
Yeah. And it really does make a big difference. Like we're sitting here talking about, I'm like, I need to be pumping it in my mouth right now.
Well, I know that's what I meant by like life enhancing.
It is right? Life enhancing.
Yeah. Might not totally change the life of the typically healthy person, but it will enhance for sure.
So before you guys go, I think it's really cool because obviously you're doing something really good for yourselves and other people by putting this product out there, but you have a conscious company and you're uplifting other people and you've created an affiliate network. So people who want to sell the product and get it out there, there's opportunities for women and men to grow their own business.
Definitely,
with you guys, which is really cool.
Yeah. We love that aspect of it. And, that is our goal for 2019, to grow that program across the country, basically. Right now we have it, you know, we're dabbling in certain areas of the country, but the territories are very large. So we'd like to get a few, at least in each state by the end of 2019. That's definitely a
hashtag
manifestation.
Yes. I love that. Yeah. Well, thank you, Sondra Grace Homies.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to sell it.
Yeah.
It's also, I think it also makes a great addition if you do like to sell, you know, the at home selling.
Yeah.
Like some people like to couple it with like a beauty counter.
Yeah. That would be a really good.
doTERRA.
Like doTERRA. Natural products.
Yeah. Well, it's a great product and you guys are awesome. If anyone wants to find you, do you have a website?
We do. It's really easy. It's Sonder, Sonder, Grace, Grace.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kathleen and Elaine.
Thank you so much, Andrea.
Namaste, home slices. This has been the Wonder Health Podcast. Thanks for tuning in.